Oh, how clever is that, Carrie Haskell?
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
See the kind of fun we have here, Sharon? This is what we do. We're back on Downtown 17 before the hour. Sharon Klein joins us in studio. She is an associate professor in the School of Economics.
That's right.
I had an economics professor who didn't speak a lot of English, so my experience is it wasn't a great one, but that's not the case here today. And you're going to talk with us about a great program, and I love this. You even brought in a sample that looks great on the radio of what we call window dressers. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how this program started?
Sure. Window Dressers is a nonprofit organization that started actually in Rockland, Maine. It started with two guys in their basement. Dick Cadugan and Frank Mundo, who were building window inserts for their local church. And it kind of grew to this now rather sizable organization for Maine. And it's unique to Maine. And what they do is they basically help volunteers. It's almost all volunteer driven. There's just a couple, two paid employees and one part-time paid employee. But mostly volunteers who... in their own communities, they want to organize these window insert building workshops. We were just talking earlier about making things like this in your basement. And so instead of somebody going and figuring out how to make these things on their own, they'll have people who can show you how to do it in a community workshop setting where you get to meet new people, eat good food, have fun, and then take these window inserts home and put them in your own house. And so Window Dressers helps people organize these workshops, and they provide the materials and everything, and it's all not for profit.
This is fantastic. These are pine frames wrapped in two layers of clear plastic lined with weather stripping, and they're designed to fit inside existing windows. And I was talking to Carrie about this earlier, and you've seen my house. We've got some stained glass windows right in the front of the house, and they're beautiful. But, man, if you held up a tissue, it would blow to the other side of the room in the wintertime. These would be perfect for something like that.
Yeah, actually, I also have a stained glass window in my house, and I put the insert in there because those are the kinds of windows you don't really want to replace. And
right.
I mean, replacing windows is expensive anyway. And so, you know, having that in there, it's made a big difference. In fact, I had an energy audit a couple of years ago, and they did a blower door test.
And you got that done with our friend Matt Damon and the people at Penobscot Home
Performance. That's right, I sure did.
A fine sponsor of Downtown, by the way.
Wonderful. I'm glad to put a plug in for them. He was fantastic, and we had a great time. But he observed how little air was flowing through that window that had the insert in it. He was very impressed.
So what led you to start doing work, as it's been since, 2015, since you've been collaborating with them?
Yes, actually, I went to the Island Institute's Energy Conference in 2014. And at the time, I was searching for a service learning project for my students. Service learning is an approach where you can have students do community service to help them understand the curriculum in a deeper way and also do something good for their community. And I wanted them to do something with their hands, and I teach about sustainable energy, and I teach about four categories of sustainability: technical, economic, environmental, and social. And at this energy conference, I saw the Peaks Island window insert building workshop that was happening, and it just seemed perfect because it was working with your hands. It was technically sustainable. It was efficient. It was environmentally sustainable, so it was saving greenhouse gas emissions and other bad things from fossil fuels. It was saving people money, and it was helping people because they also have a low-income program where people can get inserts for free.
And be careful what you wish for, because now, now you're on the board of directors, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's for sure. So I started in 2015. I became a volunteer local coordinator for Bangor, and I ran one of these workshops with my students. And I did that again in 2016 and 2017. And then in 2017, they asked me to be on the board of directors. And it was an incredible opportunity for me to learn what it's like to be on a board and to give back. And because the board of directors is also all volunteer as well.
And you need help. The organization needs some people in a number of different capacities. You could use volunteers to help out in making the windows. You can use people who just would like to order some of these. And, of course, you can always use donations.
Yes. And so it's really important that we have people who want inserts and can pay for them to buy them, because that covers our cost of materials. And it helps keep the organization going. And then also we need donations, because we do give out these inserts for free to people who can't afford them. So we always need that. And for volunteering, we need people not only to help build the inserts, but the people who go out to people's homes and measure them are also volunteers. And so we need volunteers to do that and also to help coordinate these workshops if they're motivated.
Can I put in a club plug for your class, too?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, because you know, I think we're getting close to that time when people start signing up for classes for next semester. And as you're talking about this, I'm thinking, man, what a great opportunity to get real world experience in understanding sustainability. I would think this would be fantastic.
I agree.
And they get to work with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a good thing. Yes, in fact, I'll be teaching the class in the spring, this coming spring semester. It's Eco 405. I won't actually this semester have students working on the window insert project directly, but there will be other ways that they can be involved in window dressers otherwise through my class. But we're actually going to be continuing another service learning project I started in the spring of 2015 called the Sustain Maine License Plate this spring.
And that's pretty exciting stuff, too. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I would love to.
We just need the state legislature to step up. So with Election Day approaching, let's get a good pitch out there for this.
Well, that's for sure. And also, we need your listeners, because before we can put it...
Well, we don't have any of those, actually, but...
Darn, I'm in the wrong place. but before we can put it to the legislature, we actually need to get 2,000 pre-orders for the license plate. So I'll just give a little background. Back in spring of 2015, this was a service learning project I did before I found out about, or before I was able to implement the window dressers collaboration. And I just had students, there was a business owner in Kittery who brought this idea forth to me about a sustainability license plate. And I teach about energy, so I turned it into a sustainable energy license plate and had the students develop designs for a license plate and an idea for what the money would be used. And then I had this really great student, Garrett Raymond, who decided to take this forward another year for independent undergraduate research. And then as my graduate research assistant for the last 2 years, he's also been working on it. And through him and some other motivated undergraduates, they've created a student-run organization. And they now have a website. It's called Sustain Maine. And they've gone through the whole process to get the license plate design put forth. And they found an artist, Jessica Huff, to design the plate. They've done a lot of work behind this. And now you can pre-order the license plate for $26.99 on sustainmainplate.com. And we need 2,000 of those pre-orders before it can be voted on by the legislature. And then at that point, it will become an actual plate that people can buy.
That sounds fantastic. Again, it's sustainmainplate.com. Did you get a look at that window, Carrie, the window dresser? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And how did you say you would have approached this in your basement workshop?
I have approached it just by cutting pieces of insulation and duct taping them together and jamming them into the window. Well, it's my cellar window, so it's fine.
Sure,
it doesn't look great, but this would, I think, be a better way to go.
I think I'm hearing a potential client there who might order some inserts.
I may have to.
Well, and this might be better than the old, the main method of just taking big sheets of plastic and stapling them over the windows outside the house. This seems to be a little better.
Exactly. And I do want to just stress that, the time to order them is now, because there are 28 workshops going on around the state. And there's going to be one coming up in Bangor, one coming up in Orono. They're always doing stuff in Rockland, so get your orders in now.
And the best way to do that is to go to the website, and it's simplewindowdressers.org. All you need to know. Well, they look great. I think it's a fantastic idea. And thank you so much for coming in, spreading the good word, Sharon.
Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
Sharon Klein, University of Maine, and windowdressers.org. Check it out and also learn more about those sustainable license plates. SustainMainPlate.com is the address there. Pretty good stuff, huh? Going to do that, Carrie?
Yes.
I don't want to put a pressure on here with Sharon.
I'll have to
right here in the studio
log in and get the measurements and figure out what I need
great.
To do.
Well, someone will come out and measure for you.
Oh, even better.
That's fantastic. Can I come to your house? And I mean, of course, we're neighbors. I'm not just inviting myself to someone's house here. Sharon and I are friends. This is not just me inviting myself to a guest house. I've been there before, but I haven't seen the window dresser in your home. You don't want Carrie coming. He's goes right for the fridge.
All right. You can tell him about it.
We'll have to do this. A road trip.
I don't have any stained glass in my window. The house windows are probably all set, but my cellar needs work.
And you don't have to have stained glass. You just have to have windows
right.
That use heat. Mm. So they work best in single pane windows, but they also do a good job in double pane windows.
And when you leave to move to New Orleans in a couple of years, you take the windows with you. And you can use them down there to keep the heat out.
Keep the heat out.
Sure. Or the swamp. Or the Mississippi. Or whatever else is coming in through your windows there.